What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly joins us with answers to your tech questions. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. How are your eyes?
They are relaxed and less stressed than they were about 6 weeks ago. How are yours doing?
Very well, thank you. We both decided to test these amber eyes, which take the glare out of your screens. And we both spend far too much time on screens.
Yes.
I must say, it's improved my gritty eye no end.
Yeah, these are Amber Eye Wear. They're an Irish company. And a lot of us may have noticed ads for not just Amber Eye Wear. There's a whole host of companies, Irish and otherwise, that offer these blue screen glasses. The idea is that it limits the impact the blue light from LED bulbs has on our eyes. If you are reading on your phone, on your laptop, on a PC, whatever screen it is, it can make a huge impact in a negative way on your eyes. And in the middle of the lockdown, I was spending way too long on screens, even by my standards, and I was reading up on them and came across Amber Eyewear. So I ordered a pair. They're from €55, and that is non-prescription lenses. So if you just want them, if you don't need glasses, or if you don't need them for when you're reading, €55 will get you a set of frames. And I wore them for about a week or so, and I changed between these and then my prescription glasses. And I have to say, I noticed an impact. I wasn't sure if it was a placebo effect to begin with, but I then got a pair, and it was €130 for a pair, including my prescription. And I am, I think, 6 or 7 weeks in now, and I've noticed a dramatic difference. My eyes are, I'm not scratching my eyes, I'm not rubbing my eyes as much, they're not as tired, I don't feel as fatigued. And the big thing for me is that I'm not getting as many headaches.
Okay, Amber, AMBR. Now, are you worried about Donald Trump and TikTok?
I am, and not because I'm a TikTok user. I don't think anybody needs to see me dancing to Bootylicious on TikTok, but there are bigger concerns at play here. This is another example, if you read the transcript of what Donald Trump has been saying about TikTok, it is another example of sort of bully boy tactics. He is concerned, apparently, about TikTok because it's a Chinese company and there are security concerns. And he is quoted as saying, right now they don't have any rights unless we give it to them. And we're going to give them rights if, you know, they come to this country. So what he's saying is a US company needs to buy out TikTok. Not only that, but a bit of money has to go to the US Treasury as part of this deal. And then he won't squash the company that has 1 billion users around the world and 100 million in the US. This is a big deal. And it's kind of him stomping his feet around quite a bit. Microsoft is in talks to buy TikTok. And again, they're saying that they're interested in the company. It's massively popular, particularly with the younger demographic. And only time will tell what will come of this. We saw the impact that Donald Trump's antics had on Huawei. Huawei have taken a massive knock in terms of their numbers. Their new phone isn't doing the numbers that I suppose anyone would like. And that is because it doesn't have the Google operating system, which is a direct impact of this spat. So it's worrying. And it's something that we as consumers, you know, regardless of whether you use TikTok or not, you need to be aware of and you should be worried about, because it is, you know...
Where does it end?
Where does it end? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right, some of the questions coming in. I know you've had the Google Pixel phone 4A. Maybe we leave that for another time because I want to get through some of the questions, Jess. I'm going back to college to study primary school teaching. I need to buy a new laptop that will last through college and into the classroom over the next few years. My budget are around 1,200, but I would pay more if it was worth it.
Okay, you have many, 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 many options. I would look at something like the Microsoft Surface Pro. I have it. I use it as my main device here in the office and I absolutely love it. It is expensive, but it is ideal for the different things that you would be looking to do. You can also get the pen, which means that you can draw on the screen, you can correct, you can highlight things. It integrates really, really well with Office. So you could use OneNote for your notes for college and again then when you are teaching. The other one to look at is the Huawei laptop that we reviewed about 2 or 3 weeks ago. If you go to newstalk.com, you'll find the podcast where we reviewed that laptop. Again, it's expensive. It's around €1,300, but I was blown away by it.
Simplest phone for an elderly person, please.
If you want a smartphone that is simple, look at the Nokia range. So Nokia have some very low-end phones that are incredibly easy to use. They're around €120 and they will have the smart functionality if you so wish. You can get a completely dumb phone if you want. But I would look at some of the more basic Nokia models. I think it's the Nokia 1.2 is a good starter phone.
A VPN query for Jess. How can someone in Ireland download a free VPN to use BBC and ITV players because you can't use them currently?
Yeah, this is a grey area and one that I'm not 100% sure that I can advise on because to use the BBC player and stuff like that, it's supposed to be tied to your TV licence. So I'm going to err on the side of caution and avoid that one if that's all right.
I'm starting college as a mature student in September, confused as to the best laptop to buy, Apple versus Android. Please advise good make. Don't want anything too bulky. I presume it's Apple versus Windows
yeah.
Basically.
Again, depending on the course that you want to do and if you're on a tight budget, I would highly recommend looking at something like a Chromebook. We've mentioned them quite a few times now, but HP do brilliant Chromebooks, as do Acer and Asus. And they are essentially, it's a laptop that doesn't let you download and install programs onto it. But if you just want something for your assignments, for watching Netflix, doing a bit of shopping, doing a bit of surfing, they are the dream and you can get them for less than €300. If you want something that's a step up, then look at something like the Lenovo IdeaPad. They're around £500 and will stand the test of time.
A final question, what is Android TV? I know about smart TV, what's Android?
Android TV, it's just the operating system that some TVs will have on. You can get them on a stick that will plug into the back of your telly. Others will come pre-installed, but it is essentially just the same as we have with, you know, the likes of Apple TV and so on. You can install apps from the App Store and, you know, to be honest, I have been talking about this at home recently because we have a smart TV that we bought a while ago and I don't actually use the smart TV infrastructure or download any of the apps. I am still the Chromecast for €39 and streaming from my TV and it is the dream.
Okay, but all an Android TV would give you access to the App Store so you could download Android apps directly
exactly.
Onto your big screen.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, a lot of TVs would have their own App Stores built in, but this would just mean you could sign in with your Gmail account and get the apps that you have on your phones and so on.
Okay, Jess, thank you very much for joining us, our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.